It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Brian Larson. 30 years ago today, Denver radio talk show host Alan Berg was brutally murdered. The Jewish attorney turned radio personality was targeted by members of an anti-Semitic militia group. As KUNC's Aaron O'Toole reports, the killing sent shockwaves throughout Colorado and across the country.
Alan Berg had been an attorney in Chicago before moving to Denver, where he completely changed gears and became a radio host for KWBZ, a tiny AM station in Englewood. His inflammatory style propelled his career, and in 1981, Denver AM powerhouse KOA hired him to helm a talk show there. A quick YouTube search for Alan Berg's show turns up plenty of confrontational audio.
Well, give me an example, sir. You're going nowhere.
Okay.
Well, I guess you got nowhere to go. Huh? Boy, I say that one killed me. Line two, you're on KOA.
I guess I agree with the man that was on the phone just previously.
Good, but maybe you got something you care to present instead of just encircling it.
Well, I probably do.
Let's try it, okay?
He was just that kind of host.
Alan just had a knack for getting under people's skin and causing visceral reactions, the kind that people like to, that builds ratings, that people like to tune into. The man you love to hate is what they call him.
That's Kevin Flynn. In 1984, Flynn was a reporter at the Rocky Mountain News and part of a team that covered the slaying.
On the night of June 18th, he came back from dinner with his then ex-wife. They maintained a relationship, and he was going to stop by his apartment or his condo with her in the car, and at the last minute decided to just take her on home. And then Alan came back alone, parked in his driveway, and when he got out, a guy came up the drive from a car that had pulled across the driveway and with a machine gun, cut him down with 13 bullets. The gun jammed on the 14th round. And the next morning, the Denver Police Homicide Unit, one of my colleagues went over, Gary Gerhardt, went over to interview some of the detectives, one of them, and he said, "Do you have any suspects?" And the guy lifted up the Denver phone book and plopped it down in front of him. And he said, "Yeah, all of these."
This wasn't the first time Berg had been threatened with violence. One of our colleagues here at KUNC, Dave Dennis, worked as a reporter and producer at KWBZ from 1978 to 1982. He still vividly remembers an incident that happened during Berg's radio show.
We heard that the Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan was going to do a press conference on the steps of the Capitol. And so I was dispatched to go out and cover that.
Later that day, when the interview played during the show, Berg made his disgust very clear.
Alan went kind of nuts. He yelled and screamed and said, "You know, this guy's a maniac, and I'll meet him anytime, anywhere, and, you know, we'll duke it out or we'll talk it out, whatever it takes." And that was kind of his style. It was live, aired, and not too long later, that guy showed up in the studios, went through all the doors, went through all the security, which was minimal, burst into the studio and said, "You're going to die." Said, "You better be careful or because you're going to die."
That confrontation with the KKK leader would prove to be an eerie foreshadowing of Berg being gunned down, allegedly by members of a white supremacist anti-Semitic group based in Northeast Washington State called The Order. Kevin Flynn wrote a book called The Silent Brotherhood about the group and how Berg wound up in their crosshairs. The link, Flynn says, was a man from the Denver area named David Lane, who'd been involved with The Order and was active in the Ku Klux Klan, and was very familiar with Alan Berg's radio show.
David had debated Alan on air several times and thought he got the better of him on a few occasions, as a matter of fact. And it was generally regarded among the prosecutors and the police that it was David's connection to Denver and to Alan and his radio show that led to him being put on their hit list.
Flynn says one of the most surprising discoveries for him and his Silent Brotherhood co-author Gary Gerhardt was how seemingly ordinary the members of this militia group were. In a group that had no qualms about making hit lists or robbing armored trucks to finance their hate crimes, they found only one member with a prior prison record.
We said, "We got to tell people about this. This is not the stereotype of, you know, your hardened criminal turning to guns and organizing and bank robberies, and just how easily these folks managed to slip into this life of crime was amazing to us, and we wanted to tell that story."
As ordinary as members of the Order may have been, so too was Alan Berg, at least off the radio, says friend and former producer Dave Dennis.
a nicer person in person you'd never meet. You know, it was incredibly sad, and we were very shocked, but not so shocked because of the things that he said and the things that had happened to build up to it. We had all been around people who told him that he needed to die for what he said.
There must be something, though, you want to argue with me, isn't there?
I guess
if you called and you're wasting all this money along, you at least ought to get one in. Besides, you know, I'm a bag of wind. Okay, I sometimes think you're right, but what is the
point? He was a talk show host and a wild, crazy radio guy, but he had opinions and was drawing opinions from other people, and he was murdered for it.
Several years later, two members of the order, including David Lane, were convicted for their involvement in the murder, but only on civil rights and racketeering charges. Prosecutors weren't able to make homicide charges stick. Several books and movies were inspired by Berg's killing, most famously, perhaps, the films Betrayed and Talk Radio.
This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core, and somebody better do something about it. I want you to take your hand out of that bowl of Fritos, throw away your National Enquirer, and pick up the phone. Go ahead.
For KUNC, I'm Erin O'Toole.